Millionaire wellness mogul Gwyneth Paltrow says she ate bread. Drank alcohol 7 nights a week to cope during quarantine. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 11, 2021. Hollywood actress and Goop wellness company founder Gwyneth Paltrow, whose net worth is estimated at $150 million, says she ate bread and drank alcohol 7 nights a week in order to cope with quarantine protocols implemented in response to the coronavirus. During quarantine, I was drinking 7 nights a week and making pasta and eating bread. Like, I went totally off the rails, Paltrow said during an interview on the Smartless podcast. I mean, who drinks multiple drinks 7 nights a week? Like, that's not healthy. The Avengers Endgame star was drinking, as she put it, too much to cope during quarantine, while millions of Americans were thrown into economic uncertainty as states ordered businesses to close, leaving millions of Americans left to rely on unemployment benefits to get by. The Goop founder also clarified that she remembered going to bed every night, adding, "I'm not, like, blackout." In February, after noting that she had been suffering from the coronavirus, Paltrow told fans that a functional medicine practitioner said to her that she should engage in an intuitive fasting program to help her get over the virus. Paltrow told her fans the program includes eating nothing before 11 a.m., taking infrared saunas, eliminating sugar and alcohol, and adopting a plant-based and ketogenic-based diet. In response to Paltrow's suggestions, the United Kingdom's top health official, Stephen Powis, the National Medical Director for NHS England, warned Britons against taking the actress' coronavirus treatment advice. Paltrow is also known for selling a vagina-scented candles, one named, "This Smells Like My Vagina," and another, named "This Smells Like My Orgasm," via her company, Goop, which have sold out. Paltrow's Goop has faced fines, legal action, and scrutiny, as Breitbart News has reported. In 2017, the company was severely criticized for promoting weight loss advice that nutritionists warned was extremely damaging to readers' long-term health. The diet required substantial reductions in gluten and carbohydrates, as well as working out every day with the aim of losing 14 pounds in the space of 4 weeks. In December 2018, the company settled a $145,000 payout in civil penalties because of their unsubstantiated claims made about various products, such as pricey vaginal legs and a floral oil blend that was advertised as being able to stave off depression. Even left-wing TBS late-night host Samantha Bee took Goop to task for promoting products she said are at best a waste of money and at worst, are dangerous. Watch below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo. And on Instagram.